We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. This is quarter number four, our fourth and final segment here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle back with you one more time. This is another edition of Ask Greg. We are taking your Penn State football, Penn State recruiting questions. I think we had some NFL draft questions a little bit earlier in the week. They seem to be – I know you got a couple in your Twitter there, Greg, so maybe we'll touch on those. But if you are unaware, we are taking your questions all the time at the Keystone Sports app. Search it out on your app store. There's a button for Ask Greg. Just click the button. Fill out the field. We will answer your questions on the air. Starting right now here, Gregory, if you are ready.
I'm ready.
Jesse from Charlotte, North Carolina. We're huge in North Carolina, so it doesn't surprise me to get a question from there.
That's right.
With three quarterback targets committing elsewhere recently, it's hard to not think Moorhead leaving is giving some pause for recruits this cycle. Have you heard any chatter from any recruiting targets about this? Obviously, Garrett Schrader followed him to Mississippi State.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, Garrett Schrader followed him there. Tyson Famacha, thank you for allowing me to say that today.
Bring it up every week.
That's right. I think that he knew he could play from day one if he went elsewhere, and that wasn't going to be the case at Penn State, so he goes to Clemson. And, I mean, who's going to blame? I don't think Joe Moorhead's going to keep that kid from Clemson. I'm sorry. So, you talk about Max Dugan from Iowa, he comes to TCU. Okay. There's a couple things at play here. Yeah, Joe Moorhead left, but recruits know what Penn State can do. The problem is, who wants to come join? They already got a quarterback in the class, number one. And then number two, look at it. I mean, they're set. If everything goes the way it should, they're set for a few years now. So with older guys, so your chance to come in and play right away is just about slim to none. So I think that plays a pretty large role as well.
Yeah, I'm of the thought that the 19 class does shape up. That if you're a guy who's not necessarily bent on playing year one or year two, the depth chart actually works out pretty nicely for you, because after Sean Clifford, who he'll play his final football in 2021, again, if all goes to plan, right. You have McSorley in 18, Stevens in 19, Clifford in 20 and 21. But really, it's an all-out competition that, A, you can't pencil in Clifford for anything yet. All signs are that he's going to be, the next in line after Stevens. But B, beyond Clifford, you're looking at being a year three starter and having a legitimate shot to be a year three starter. Penn State does offer that. And maybe it's not the 19 class. Maybe it's the 20 class, where if they're really set on getting a second one, maybe it happens for them then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably not. I mean, it's just so hard to get two. Honestly, it is. It's just kids see it and they say, okay, why would I go there if I have similar options but it can be the guy?
Penn State's been pretty clear that since Franklin got here, they were looking for two
and
quarterbacks.
And it's worked out really well.
Yeah. It's a lot easier said than done.
2020 is tough. Drew Pine, the Connecticut kid's committed to Notre Dame. He's not flipping from Notre Dame. He will be committed to Notre Dame on April 30th, 2019, also April 30th, 2020, and then he'll enroll in June 30, 2020. So forget about that. We'll see where Penn State moves on from there.
But I think you can feel pretty good about Taquan Roberson. If he's the only quarterback you get, he's right in the same mold as these other guys that Penn State's gotten.
Yeah.
I think the bigger issue is not Joe Moorhead, because Penn State's identity, I don't think there's any question that it's the same. It's maybe it's some different little flares here and there under Ricky Ronnie, but
yeah.
What they want to do and who they are offensively and what they're looking for, it remains the same. Dominic from Cranberry Township, when are we most likely to get our next commit, and who might that be?
Well, Caden Wallace was the easy pick, and he's now off the board. So May 18th, Devin Ford decides, and I don't have any other. I don't have anyone else to go with, so I'm going to talk about him for a minute and then not make a prediction. But the running back from Stafford, Virginia, is teammates with signee Nana Asidu. He's going to be, obviously hearing from Nana and from Penn State right up until he decides, and it comes down to Penn State and Virginia Tech. I like the Lions' odds in those battles almost every time.
And Penn State's making a move there for Devin Ford, and the question is, are they going to be able to get a couple running backs in this cycle? The answer is maybe they will. In terms of predicting when guys are going to commit, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's always the question that comes up. Who's committing next? And you used to be able to maybe pinpoint it based on the way things kind of broke down. But now with the official visits and the way the calendar's changed, there's no predicting it anymore.
And it's really with the way the calendar's changed, the other way to frame that is right. who looks like they might be ready to commit soon. I don't know. I mean, these guys can take their visits and all that stuff, and who knows? But May 18th looks like a good time. I'm going to take that as your prediction.
Yeah,
I'm gonna. Okay. Yeah, if you're not gonna turn it into a prediction, I'm gonna make it your prediction.
Perfect.
Let's look at some of your Twitter questions here, Greg. Kyle wants to know, how do you think we lost out with Andre White having Micah Parsons and Damian Barber on campus already? Do you think we have a chance to flip him, and will Penn State try?
I think they'll try. They usually don't give up on kids, especially PA kids that they have offered. So I don't foresee them giving up on him. But at the same time, I just don't know, man. I kind of just got the impression, like I said earlier, that he wants to go somewhere else, that he's going to sort of cast his own shadow, go his own way. And, you know, we'll see how things shake out. But, yeah, I see him being a guy that, you know, maybe not Texas A&M, but probably not Penn State either.
So I think the question when it comes to Andre White's recruitment is, if he feels that way now, like he wants to get out from shadows, if he wants to go far from home and kind of blaze his own trail, as signing day approaches, you know, is the rubber going to meet the road there? Is his mind going to change whenever it really comes time to make that commitment? You know, it's a 5-year commitment you're making.
Right.
Do you really, truly want to be in College Station when your family's in Pennsylvania?
Right.
And
it's not easy to get to College Station. It's really not. I was looking at it just out of curiosity on Friday night, and it is a difficult journey, to say the least.
Kind of like State College. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show talking Penn State football. This is Ask Greg. We're fielding your recruiting questions, your Penn State football questions. Dennis wants to know, outside of Micah Parsons, who do you project having biggest impact as freshmen?
Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, I'm just going to take the easy way out. Justin Shorter, I mean, the guy's going to come in and play from day one, Dustin. So, to me, he's the kind of player that will, for the most part, always be a guy that you have to use in the first year. So, yeah, I go with him. I think that, you know, when you look at this class, there are a number of guys who could play right away. You know, P.J. Mustipher, state champion wrestler, a very big, thick defensive tackle that fits. You know, he is the kind of guy that should be able to dominate right away. You look at some of the other guys in this class. There's a lot of good talent coming to State College. Just a matter of a couple of things. How quickly do they adjust, and how does Penn State want to space out its roster?
Yeah, and I think what has James Franklin averaged in terms of a freshman playing? Like three?
I want to say like four, maybe something maybe like four. That. I think some years a little bit more than others, especially when they first got rolling and needed some more guys to play than others. But yeah, not too many. They try to sort of make it only the elite of the elite.
So I'm not really buying that either the two freshman tight ends are going to play. Is that Kuntz and Pat Fryermuth? I could be wrong, and that position's up for grabs. So that's definitely one to watch. Kuntz arriving in January, but clearly with some work to do to become more durable is one thing. Micah Parsons is going to play. I think Jesse Lucchetta, I'm pretty convinced that he's going to play now. Nick Tarburton, his move to defensive end puts him in a really deep group of players, so his odds of playing, I think, went down just based off a need there. Trent Gordon, again, Isaiah Humphreys, both of those guys enrolled in January. They're in deep position groups, and unless they really stand out on special teams or something, I think that odds are they probably won't. Justin Shorter will play. Ricky Slade, you know, I could take it or leave it either way with him. I at one point I felt like it was inevitable, and then another point I think he's a better version of Mark Allen, but Mark Allen has all that experience going for him. I don't know if it's a slam dunk that he plays. I think that he will, but I don't know for sure. The offensive tackles, I think, are really talented, but again, the offensive line, you're not going to crack that rotation right now. P.J. Mustipher offers you a chance. I think outside of Mustipher, I don't see it anywhere else.
Yeah, I really Lucchetta, don't.
Parsons.
Yeah.
And Shorter.
Right.
That'll be my predicted three.
You know what? I'm with you on Slade. I think a lot of people are expecting him to play immediately, and I just don't. I don't know if that would be the case. I assume it will be, but there's the other side of this, Dustin, is that Penn State has Miles Sanders, and if he's going to be the workhorse and Journey Brown and Mark Allen can spell him, then you might not need Slade. Conversely, Penn State pushes guys through to graduate in 3 years, not only because they wanted to make sure they finish their degree before they might end up leaving, but also because you do it for the roster, and you get your best guys on the field early. So if Penn State feels like he's a three-and-gone kind of guy, then you'll see him. If not, then it'll be a little bit more of a nuanced conversation.
Yeah, and I think the way he looks, and if he can force the issue, and he can do things that none of those other backs can do, so he has a chance to force the issue, but he does have to force the issue on that situation. Brandon wants to know who are Penn State's linebacker targets now.
Well,
I mean, the number one, and it's not even close at this point, is Brandon Smith.
Right, yeah. And, I mean, he's a guy that probably isn't going to decide for a while.
Right.
So, I mean, to sort of try and figure out where he's going to go is just a little bit too far away to have that conversation in my mind, because I think that he still wants to see a whole bunch of schools. He still wants to go look at all the different places he hasn't got to see yet. So we'll see there. But I think that, you know, Penn State is obviously just offered, I'm just trying to find his name, Luke, an Ohio kid, recently just sent an offer out to somebody once Andre White went off the board, somebody that was tracking and evaluating and now has sent an offer out to that player because of the fact that, you know, obviously that they needed, you know, another name on the board. So we'll see. I mean, like we were talking about earlier in the week, there's some guys out there that I think Penn State's going to keep a really, really, really close eye on over the next couple of months and maybe offer them. But Brandon Smith, Dustin, far and away the top target in my mind. Other than that, I mean, Lance Dixon's the one. The West Bloomfield, Michigan four-star is a guy that I think you could see his name pop up, you know, again as well. He's visited campus a lot.
Penn State, if they want a second linebacker and that conversation is evolving, they're going to have to make up some ground on some guys. Joe, one last question here. Joe wants to know, outside of Barkley and Gesicki, who do you see having the best rookie year out of Penn State's draftees?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, it comes down to fit. It comes down to playing time. It comes down to really what these guys, you know,
I like
have
Deshaun.
Found.
Deshaun
but yeah,
Denver, a pretty clear path to that number three job, I think. And what he brings to the table will be good for that.
Yeah,
offense.
I'm between him and Trey Apke, because I think Trey Apke is going to play a pretty good bit. You don't take a guy in the fourth round,
yeah,
and with the speed and the measurables Trey Apke has, if you think he's just a special teamer for you. So I would be debating between those two, but Deshaun, yeah, is the pick for me as well.
There you go. The great Gregory Pickle, actually making a pick. I'm proud of you, Greg.
That's right.
Taking
I did
a position.
Waffle.
I appreciate that. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. This has been Ask Greg. Download the Keystone Sports app. You can ask Greg Pickle questions anytime by doing that. You can always check out our work at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, our past podcasts, our future podcasts. They'll all end up there. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.